Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking about this for the first time, without being under, you know, the scrutiny of difficult questions, it's their podcast. They can do what they want. I haven't heard anything. Sean did a great job cutting clips. Before we listen to Jalen and Josh, what kind of approach do you think they took to this?
I think they liked Tom Thibodeau. I don't think that they are upset about this. So I think they're going to pay him respect and just kind of try to move on from it.
Interesting. Now, Sean, you have the clips for us. Why don't you set everything up?
Okay. So, spoiler alert, no need to listen to the pod. Keep it right here on Evan and Tiki because they talked about Saquon Barkley and the Eagles before they even got to Coach Thibs.
Well, that's very important. He's on the cover of Madden.
Exactly.
You know.
All right. So, first, let's just start off with this. Josh Hart is the first to speak in this podcast on his reaction to the Thibs firing. Here that is.
We want to give a shout out to Thibs, man. You know, especially, you know, for myself. He helped, you know, make me into the player I am. I had a lot of instability in the, you know, early part of my career, and he kind of gave me that stability and that opportunity to flourish as, you know, a player in the league, a starter in the league. So I'm always going to be forever grateful for him. You know, obviously this is always a tough part of the NBA because you grow relationships on not just, you know, on the court, but, you know, off the court and personal relationships. So I always got love for him. But yeah, so it's always tough when there's a coaching change.
I mean, it's true. When you look at Josh's career, he was bouncing around the league and Thibs did give him stability. He's played the best basketball of his career.
All right. He made him better. Just like a lot of guys who came to the Knicks when Tom Thibodeau was head coach. He makes these guys better basketball players, but there's ultimately a ceiling.
Now, the immediate buoy back would be, while Josh Hart has dealt with a lot of this, as it turns out, Jalen Brunson has never dealt with this.
But yeah, this is my first firing. Yeah, I mean, I've known him my entire life, but I remember like having conversations and moments with him when I was in eighth grade when we moved to Chicago. And just to see like where we are now, like helping become two-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA. The things he's done for me, like obviously individually, I'm so grateful for. Just because like he had that confidence in me that like I knew I had, but like it's great to see someone like push you to be better. Like obviously I have my dad, and he believes in me more than anyone. Him and my mom believe in me more than anyone. But like to have Thibs and to do what he did for my career, like, I'm just so grateful and thankful for. And so, not enough things can be said about what he's meant to myself, my career.
I wonder if he spoke to him. You know, he's known him since he's in the eighth grade, as he talked about. He's known him for a long time. How's that conversation even go?
Yeah, and who calls who?
I think if you're Jalen, you got to call him.
No, I think Thibs probably called him.
To say what the hell happened?
No, just to talk it out.
Yeah. Right?
I don't know if he told him what to say, but just to explain it.
Yeah. Interesting. What else you got?
Okay, before I play the next thing, just real quickly, if you're driving to the Yankee game, minor Yankee breaking news, they're bringing up Scott Efros finally to join this bullpen.
Oh, about time.
All right. So, Now, Josh Hart had a message to Knicks fans who are sort of celebrating the Tibbs firing.
Oh, okay. This is interesting because there are some Knicks fans celebrating the firing of Tom Thibodeau. What did Josh Hart say?
Okay.
People have, like, their own perceptions of, you know, certain things or the end of the season or whatever it is. But, you know, he took that job when the Knicks were just buns. Like, they were 20 wins. Like he took, you know, he got that job and, you know, there for 5 years, made the playoffs for 4 years, first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. And he helped, you know, Knicks basketball go back into, you know, like the main, you know, the high, you know, the top level, you know, in the league. And, you know, he should get a lot of credit for the foundation that he built.
I think everybody's giving him credit for that, but they're also saying to get to the next level, he needed to go.
Yeah, I think they're not addressing the point.
Not at all.
The most important point.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Which is... is Tom Thibodeau capable of taking an NBA team to the NBA Finals and winning?
Yes.
Not what kind of guy he is, what he's done for you. We all know that stuff.
Right.
And we assume it. We've said it multiple times. He makes NBA players better when they're coached under him. Now, he's going to grind you, and it's old school, but that makes you a better basketball player. Did they talk at all about why he was fired?
Not really. I think this next answer is the closest we're going to get to that. They are asked about if they had any idea Tibbs' seat was hot throughout this entire run, and pay very close attention to what Jalen Brunson happens to add at the end of this Josh Hart answer.
Go ahead.
The NBA coaching, you know, profession is, it's tough. And whenever you guys don't finish kind of how you want it or expect it, like I said, there's always going to be changes. You know, that was a tough one, but I just think that there should be nothing but praise for him and his time, you know, in New York.
I agree. 100%.
That's all we got from Brunson on adding to that. I agree.
Mm-hmm. What's your read out of that?
I would just think, as the captain of the team, Hart is answering the bulk of, did you ever have an idea they're on a hot seat? And Hart mentions, whenever you don't have a season end the way it's supposed to. By the way, it ended in the Eastern Conference Finals, so that means they did view themselves an NBA Finals
it's
team.
It's more who they lost to, which may not be fair, because that team they lost to may win an NBA championship.
For the record, they did speak on that night in Atlanta because it was a lot of fluff, but it was more just praising the Pacers, that nobody, you know, should have thought that that was a team they should have just rolled over and beat.
People are, they were not upset, but they were addressing the fact that Knicks fans are upset that they lost to the Pacers.
Exactly.
See, these guys, and this is kind of the good and the bad of doing a podcast, they're in a very tough spot because I remember when I was in that locker room and I was busting OG. Well, I was not busting OG Anunoby's balls. I was asking him about the Mets, but I busted Josh's balls about bullying Mikal Bridges. Buddy of mine was there and was talking to him about podcasting, and Josh admitted, yeah, the Knicks don't let us say everything. Mm. He admitted it. Like, there is some editorial control that the franchise has. Well, they just made a decision to fire the head coach. So what could they possibly say about that decision?
Other than supporting it and saying whatever, whoever the next guy is, we're going to be supportive of.
Right.
That's all you can say.
Which they didn't even do. All they've done is, Tibbs was great. We appreciate it.
Yeah, you're toeing the company line. Which is, by the way, what the Knicks are doing.
And that's what the Knicks said. Like, the Knicks said, thank you, we did a great job. Right. Just, we need to get to the next level with somebody else.
All right, so the final thing I'm going to play for you here is, okay, they're going to hire a new coach. What needs to change what you guys just had with Tibbs with a new coach? I'm going to play you the first 30 seconds, because after this, it kind of just meanders through a lot of stuff. But this is, the meat of that answer.
Go ahead.
What are the things you guys think need to be addressed?
Finishing the game.
Yeah.
Finishing the game.
No,
I feel like if we win game one, it changes a lot, but
no,
we have to learn how to finish the game. I don't know what else to say to that, because we were playing great up until the last whatever, like three, four minutes of the game, whatever.
That's that.
Mm. And that is connected, even if they didn't realize it at the time, with something Begley reported last night, how, quote, players are also surprised they didn't work on specific endgame situations during the season, which is something most teams do. They found it strange, and the coaching staff didn't go over those situations during practice.
Bingo.
So, if anything, without saying it's the coach's fault or it's the coach's fault, they are confirming something that Ian Begley reported the players were concerned about.
It's the coach's fault.
It's the coach's fault.
Right, without saying it is.
They need to finish. And look, the one thing...
They can't really say anything. Look, this podcast is actually pretty good most times. This one feels like they're not saying anything.
Because they what are they going
to
say?
Nothing. And so, I don't know, you're going to listen to this and think you're getting answers, but you're getting nothing.
Well, that's why we saved everybody time.
Yes.
We gave you the non-answers for 10 minutes on our show. Right. We analyzed it, but there's not much there, and they're in a tricky spot. Because what the hell are they supposed to say? Josh Hart should just say, you know what, I love the guy, did a lot for my career, glad he's gone. We're done with him. Got the most out of us he could. But I was thinking about this last night, watching the finals, which I've been into, and I'm not sure how many Knicks fans are into it, if it's difficult to watch, how you feel about it. I was watching the Pacers, who I've been very wrong about in this series, and I own that.
Right.
And I found myself actually rooting for the Pacers, too. Even if the Knicks closed game one, okay, let's say they did. Mm-hmm. Let's say the Tyrese Halliburton role doesn't fall, or the Knicks execute and they close out game one. I still think the Pacers win the series. I think it plays out differently, Teak, clearly. But I think they were so good and better in a lot of ways that maybe we didn't realize that even though it would have ended differently, I think the Pacers would have found the way.
Well, I mean, you don't know. I think winning game one at home is such a big deal, especially for the Knicks, who have never won a series and they lost game one at home.
I've told you that a million times.
You told me this a million times. I think it gives them more momentum off of an epic second-round victory over the Boston Celtics. And instead, it stunted everything.
I completely agree with you, and I'm going to give you a comparison that Sean will easily step into because he's a Yankee fan, and it actually involves the Mets and the Yankees. When the Mets lost game one of the 2000 World Series to many of us, there has been this belief of that changed that series. Mm-hmm. If the Mets win game one, maybe they win the World Series. I have been under the belief my entire life that that is not true. That even if the Mets finished off game one, they were the Yankees and they were going to beat us. It may have looked differently, but they were going to beat us. There are a lot of Mets fans who don't feel that way. They say, hey, if Timo runs, if Armando doesn't choke, Mets win game one, they win the World Series. You're clearly on the other side, Sean. Yeah. I kind of know your answer. If the Mets win game one, who wins that World Series?
I think the Yankees still do. Now, it might not be five.
Well, that's my point.
You know.
And that's my point here. Like, it may have played out different. Remember game five at Madison Square Garden? The game I went to, and the Pacers almost looked disinterested?
Yeah.
Well, that game doesn't happen that way.
No, you're
right. If it's 2-2.
Right.
So that's what I mean by I think everything plays out differently. So there has been this kind of crutch that we've all had of, well, it was game one. Well, game one changed the series, but I'm not convinced the Knicks win this series even if they win game one.
Yeah, the Pacers just play so fast. and they're comfortable playing at this ridiculous pace. And eventually, you're going to come on. You're going to come back to earth, even if you run away from them. I mean, what did the OKC? They had a 14-point lead or an 8-point lead, whatever it was early in the game. But you just know it's not safe with the Indiana Pacers because they can play faster than you consistently. And if they start playing good defense like they did last night.
And they force turnovers.
Against OKC and force turnovers, then they're going to beat you, right? They have good, confident shooters. And when games are on the line, they're not scared of their shot. None of them are scared of taking the shot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.